The dose. Blaming on the losers, got you feeling loose. Blaming on the throne, got you feeling gone. Blaming on the your number one R&B show, The Dose. He was supposed to bring you here tonight. Couldn't find him, so you came alone. It don't matter. The Dose. The Dose is what it is, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 18 to 22. Like I did say, today is Tuesday, so this evening we'll be wrapping up at 21 hours. And what I love about the Tuesday show is that every other Tuesday is a Poetic Tuesday. I have been emphasizing even before this particular hour. And we'll be taking you all the way until 21. We, because I'm not alone in the studio. I have to pego, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, he stood me up last week. But then we won't go there. It's all good. It's all good. So I had to make sure I had him on the show for the sake of Chansa and all those out there that were listening to Chipego the other week. Because they loved your pieces. I had them being requested like Nimanyimbo here. But thanks for coming through.
You're welcome.
Yeah, despite the weather.
I tell you, I miss my bed.
I also have in studio Claudia. Claudia, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Petronella? How are you, listeners?
Okay, we are fine. And I'm fine, despite the weather. But I love this weather.
Yeah, me too.
Do you love the weather?
Oh, it's my birthday month, so I love it.
Or water is not my friend sometimes. But it's good to have you on the show, Claudia.
Oh, thanks. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. And I'm sure for those of you that listen to radio or Joy FM a lot, you'll know that this is not the first time we're having Claudia on the show. We had her a few months ago. It was on a Thursday. I remember
when... July.
That was July. Wow. It was on a Thursday when I was doing the Thursday 18 to 22, and she got to meet Magnum 44, who is hip-hop
remember
gospel.
Remember this one?
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. And did you also know that the same artist, Magnum, also won for Best Gospel Hip-Hop Video?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the Born and Bred Awards.
I heard it.
Yeah. So that was amazing. And that's the last time we had her on the show. She's been up and about all over, literally. And she's back to let us in on what she has been up to. She's from Radio Continental Drift, right?
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Earlier, I showed you my shoes. My shoes are walked to dead. They have walked across the continent
and back. Well, tonight we're looking at poetry, guys.
Yay.
I'm going to start with ladies first. Chipego will excuse us.
No problem.
Claudia, I'm going to start with you. Personally, do you love poetry?
I am a listener. So, and a listener to spoken word. I adore people's voices. I think everybody has a beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. And every human speech is somehow poetic. Mm-hmm. And the poets just make us notice this and sing it out to us. Mm-hmm. So yes, I adore poetry.
Oh, wow. And you had the opportunity to be across Africa, talk to a number of people, listened to different voices. From that general perspective, poetry in Africa, do you think it is now something that many of us are getting to relate to? Or is this, you've just found it to be a hobby for a lot of people?
I think poetry on this continent has very, very deep roots. And they are present whenever I talk to people, even in the street. And that's what enchanted me so much, coming here and just talking to people, that there is poetry in how people on this continent interact and communicate. You find it really across the continent in the street. And these roots, they come, of course, out particularly with the poets. I mean, I have been in Southern Africa, so let's mm-hmm. be precise about this. Kenya, Uganda, South Africa. I visited Namibia and Botswana, but recently Zambia and Zimbabwe. And that's where I listened to poets now recently, and that's why I brought you some. Each country has quite a different story, in colonial history and how the reverberations are nowadays, in the access to culture, how present those deep roots are. And the poets are the ones that excavate them. Mm. The writers as well, the musicians, mm-hmm. of course. And it's there in the ground. It's there in the languages embedded. It's a matter of unearthing it. And well, every now and then also it subsides in nowadays noise, and we have to make a space for this. And that's always the question: how successful we are in making this listening space. Mm-hmm. Because listening, it's the one thing you can't fast forward.
Exactly. Wow. We'll have more of Claudia on the show, and most of the pieces you'll hear tonight from Harare were actually recorded audio recordings, yes. from Claudia. She mm-hmm. had the opportunity to go around and just listen to different people and poets in particular and what they had to say in their different spheres. So we'll get to listen to that in a short while. Chipego, how you doing again? I'm going to ask you, I know I asked you this last week, but for the sake of those that are listening for the first time and they want to know, like, what does poetry do to Chipego?
Yeah, like, if anyone really knows me, they'd be like, "Hey, don't ask Trevor such questions." Poetry for me, really, okay, you know, after she spoke so well, I'm like, wow, by the way, I'm a fan of your speaking. Poetry for me, really, is like, if you really want to know me, read my poetry. Like, a lot of the people who I associate with will tell you the same. Like, if you want to know anything about me, read my poetry, because it's so hard for me to be so unreal. Like, it's one of those moments where I really remain invested, and you can get to tell, okay, this is probably what goes on in this boy's mind. And if you'd ask what that is, it's like a troubled yet sensible mind, you know, in its own two ways. Mm-hmm. And just to pick out on something that she said, like, it's funny how different cultures, different countries of us were so different yet the same. Like, you're playing for me a piece that she recorded. Over in Harare, and I was amazed because it was what?
Sins of our mothers.
I have a piece that's called Baby Girl, and it's basically talking about how a mother raised her little boy as a baby girl, and the whole piece is like talking about mistakes that a mother can make, and you just don't get it at the end of the day. And you know, it's funny how we can be so diverse yet the same at the same time. So for me, poetry is really a platform to express so many unshed tears, so many unsaid words, because I can't really exactly always express my feelings to you, but I can write it down, and be it I'm given the platform to present this, I can say it.
Poetic Tuesday, every Tuesday on The Dose. My name is Petronella, and in studio I have Chipego and Claudia. And just now, let's take a listen to just the one that Chipego was talking about, which is Sins of Our Mothers. It's from Linda Gabriel in Harare, and she is basically letting out what mothers have to do sometimes, what they will not tell their children, you know. And I think this is from experience, because it is really, really deep.
Personal.
Really, really personal. So let's take a listen to this one. And on the other side, we also have a piece of poetry coming through from the Black poet, also from Zimbabwe. We'll be right back. This is The Dose. My name is Petronella, Joy FM. The phone line also is open. You can call us on 0211-222-632.
This poem is entitled Sins of Our Mothers. Sins of our mothers that are never told to us, but written in silence on their hearts, printed in their palms, repeated in their footprints, that stretches from the A's to the Z's of this life, that has turned them into big-time murderers, cheaters, haters, and whores. Yet we know our mothers is loving.